first ayah which was recited last night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا, that those people who have no hope, and meaning they don't believe in meeting us, they have no conviction of the akhirat and meeting us in the akhirat, they say, لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا, that why are the malaika, why are the angels not sent down to us? That is to either to confirm what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, or why is the Nabi a human and not a angel? أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا, and why are we not able to see our Rabb? So this is the baseless demands that they made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers this and says, لَقَدِ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ وَعَتَوْ عُتُوًا كَبِيرًا, that they have thought very big of themselves, and they have greatly transgressed the limits. That do they consider themselves so important and so mighty, so great, that they are able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that the malaika must be sent to them? Allah ta'ala says that the malaika, they want to see the malaika. Yes, they will see the malaika, but on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, when they will see the malaika, there will be no glad tidings for the wrongdoers. Rather, they will seek protection from the malaika, because the malaika will be bringing punishment to them. And as for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will manifest Himself to the people. But on that day, وَكَانَ يَوْمًا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ عَسِيرًا, for those who were kuffar and who disbelieved in this world, it will be a very difficult day. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some of the objections that the kuffar had with regards to the Qur'an and the answers to it, and the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in different Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some of His signs of His greatness and creative powers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the shadow, that this is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who has made the shadows of different things, and Allah has made the sun a sign over it, that when the sign falls on an object and then a shadow is created. But the actual creator of the shadow is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you not see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the shadow to be along in the evening, in the morning, and as the day goes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the shadow to contract. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the night, that Allah has made it a cover, and the day and sleep, which Allah has made a means of rest, cutting a person's work off, a very great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the day, Allah has made it a means for a person spreading out to work and seek his sustenance. The winds, Allah is the one who sends the winds, and they cause the clouds to form, and from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down water, which Allah ta'ala then gives to the different creatures and to men. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions other signs of His Qudrat. For example, as was explained yesterday after Asr in the Majlis, وَهُوَ الَّذِي مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ, Allah is the one who causes the two oceans to meet. This one is sweet, palatable, and the other one is salty. And وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخًا, they meet and come together, but they do not mix. Allah says He has made between the two of them a barrier, a hidden barrier in between, invisible, that keeps the two waters separate from one another and prevents it from mixing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the stars, تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا, that blessed is Allah who has created and put in the skies huge stars, وجعل فيها سراجا, Allah has put in the sky the sun, وقمرا منيرا, and the luminous moon. And just like how Allah has created these different bodies and put them in the sky, some having greater light than other, Allah Ta'ala says amongst men also, there are some that are like stars, some that are like moons, like suns. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ, the special servants of Rahman Ta'ala, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah Ta'ala mentions 13 qualities of these servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first quality is that they are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to be a slave, this is a great honor. In fact, the highest honor that a person, he becomes a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has the quality of abdiyat. And then the second quality, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا, they are those who walk with humility on the earth. They do not walk in a proud and haughty manner. Rather, they have humility, tawadu. Humility is a quality that is actually in the heart. fact, it manifests itself outside. So every act of theirs is dripping with humility. They're walking also. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And when the ignorant address them, then they say to them salam, meaning they say to them such speech that this diffuses the whole situation. They don't get entangled and get involved in arguments, etc., with the ignorant. Rather, they very politely and in a nice way carry on their way. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. And they spend their nights in front of their Rabb in prostration and standing, meaning in salah. At night they are involved and engage themselves in salah, in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. Despite all of these good a'mal that they are doing, and difficult a'mal, staying away from the beds at night, etc., they still have the fear of Jahannam, and they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, turn away from us the punishment of Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also has taught us in the Masnoon du'as to seek protection from Jahannam, from the adab of Jahannam. The next quality is that when they spend, they are neither miserly nor extravagant, but rather they spend moderately in between miserliness and extravagance. And لا يدعون مع الله إله آخر. They do not associate anyone as partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not call out to anyone else. ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق. They do not take the life of any soul except with a right, example to qisas, etc. ولا يزنون. And they do not commit zina, adultery. ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما. Whoever will do these things, then he will get a great punishment. يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة. The punishment will be multiplied for him on the day of Qiyamah. إلا من تاب. Except a person who makes tawbah and repents. So even if a person has to commit any of these sins that have been mentioned, but after that he makes tawbah, he repents, وآمنا, and he renews his iman, or if he has left the fold of iman, then he enters into iman, وعمل صالحا عملا صالحا, and he does righteous deeds, then فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات. Allah Ta'ala will change their bad deeds into good deeds. So this is the kindness and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And time and again in the Quran we see that after mentioning some severe and very great sins, and sometimes the punishment of them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always mentions after that, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابْ, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابْ. Example, as was mentioned previously, وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَ. A person who commits theft, then cut off his hand. But, and what a great sin it is, but إِلَّا مَنْ تَابْ. If a person makes tawbah, Allah ta'ala will forgive him. He'll be punished in this world, but in the sight of Allah, Allah ta'ala will forgive this person. A person falsely accuses a chaste woman, very severe. His testimony will never ever be accepted. And by Allah Ta'ala also he'll be a fasiq, transgressor. But if he makes tawbah and he repents, corrects his way, then by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala he's forgiven. So no matter what sin a person commits, the doors of tawbah are always open. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is always waiting for a person to make tawbah. And here Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that after making tawbah and a person repents to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah will change the evil deeds into good deeds. So kind and merciful Allah Ta'ala is. In this world, if we have to do wrong, a person is, example, he comes with fake money. He's caught with his counterfeit money. They're not going to say, how much you got? 1 million? Okay, give us your fake money. We'll give you genuine money. Or a person does wrong to someone and he asks for forgiveness. The most a person will say is, I forgive you. He won't say after that, okay, because you asked me for forgiveness, I'm going to give you, example, I'll give you a block of flats. I'll give you a filling station. Because you asked me for forgiveness. No, in this dunya it doesn't work like that. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, person does wrong, he makes tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes his good into his bad into good, and Allah ta'ala rewards him. Allah ta'ala gives him so much of reward. So this is the kindness and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't get involved in that sins. If they do fall into these sins, then immediately they make tawbah, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next quality, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. They do not give false testimony. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّهُ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. And when they pass by any futility, then they pass in an honorable way, not getting involved and not looking down at those people who are involved in that futility. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. When they are reminded about the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they don't fall upon it deaf and dumb, meaning they take heed, they listen to it, and they obey and act according to what they have been advised regarding the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. And they make dua to Allah for their family also. They say, Oh Allah, grant us from our spouses and our progeny, our offspring, قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ, the coolness of our eyes. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And make us leaders for the muttaqeen. So they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them coolness of their eyes, meaning in terms of their dunya, in terms of their deen. When they look at their children, they look at their family, they should feel happy. Allah must keep them in a good condition. And they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them a very high level of deen, their children, their families, a high level of deen, that they become imams for the muttaqeen, meaning other people will see them and aspire and desire to become like them and want to be like them, and they will get reward for this year. And a person in his family, he's already the imam, he's the leader. So they're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that make the rest of our family from the muttaqeen. Allah ta'ala says, such people, Allah will reward them handsomely. Allah ta'ala will grant them lofty balconies in Jannah because of their remaining steadfast. And the malaika will welcome them and greet them with salam. And khalidina fiha, they will remain forever in Jannah. May Allah grant us all of these qualities and grant us Jannah as well. The next surah is Surah Al-Shu'ara. Shu'ara means the poets. At the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the poets. The surah begins where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Qur'an. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions incidents of different anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa-salam. The incident of Musa alayhi salam when he went to Fir'aun. And then when he had to combat the magicians. And then Musa alayhi salatu wa-salam's journey with the Bani Israel as they left Misr and went to Sham. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and how he invited his father, he invited his people towards Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very beautiful way. He said to his people that, what are you worshipping? You're worshipping idols. These are my enemies except Rabbul Alameen, if you're worshipping him. And what are the qualities of Rabbul Alameen? Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdeen. He has created me and he guides me. Walladhi huwa yut'imuni wa yasqeen. He is the one who feeds me, who gives me to drink. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I become sick, then he cures me. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. He is the one who will give me death, and then he'll bring me back to life. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينَ. And I have hope, he is the one I have hope, that he will forgive me on the day of Qiyamah. And then he made dua, five duas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning these qualities of Allah, that, O my Rabb, grant me wisdom, true understanding grant me wisdom and join me with the pious. This is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is also making dua and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep him with the righteous. Shows the importance of a person, his company. Person will be on the way of those whose company he adopts and those whom he befriends. We should always seek and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us good company. وَجْعَلِّي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Grant me an honorable mention amongst the latter people. وَجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ. Make me from amongst those who will inherit Jannatul Jannat. And forgive me for my father, for he was from those that were astray. This was when his father was still alive. And he made dua to Allah that Allah should grant him hidayat. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. And also here we see Ibrahim alayhi salam making dua to Allah ta'ala for protection from being disgraced on the day of Qiyamah. Do not disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah, on that day when neither wealth nor children will be of benefit for a person, except him who comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala biqalbin salim, with a sound heart. Qalbin salim, a heart that is sound, a heart that is healthy. So this shows that you also get the opposite of qalbun salim will be qalbun saqim, a sick heart. So we have to make an effort on our hearts also. Our hearts should become healthy. And some signs that our elders explained to us that a person's heart is healthy. For example, how he spends his wealth. Is he spending his wealth in the right avenues, preparing for akhirat? And secondly, how his children, in what avenue, what lines is he putting his children in? And then thirdly, his beliefs. Is his beliefs correct according to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, according to the correct beliefs? And fourthly, is he making an effort to stay away from all those desires that will be a means of distraction for him in this world and the akhirat, controlling his desires, curbing his anger, etc. And firstly, who does he trust? Is he trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So these are, so to say, thermometers which a person can gauge. Is my heart a sound heart or is it a sick heart? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incidents of many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, many of the incidents passed already. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and how he invited his people. His people didn't want to accept. They said, the low people, low class have followed you. And then the incident of Ad, when Hud alayhi salam gave them da'wah and invited them to Allah, they were involved in building and constructing lofty, lofty mansions and strong, strong buildings. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ Hud alayhi salam told them, it seems you're going to stay here forever, meaning you have forgotten about the year after, you're only involved and worried about this dunya, and you have great, they had great power, Allah had granted them immense strength and power, and they used this year in the wrong way. إِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ You have become now oppressors. So Hud alayhi salam cautioned them against this, and then Salih alayhi salam, he was sent to his people, the Thamud, and Allah had also given them lots of bounties, gardens and different types of vegetation, fruits. Allah had also given them strength. They could carve their houses out of the mountains. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam called his people also, but they also didn't accept. Allah destroyed them. Then Lut alayhi salam, he invited his people to obedience, to obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following his way, and he prevented them from the wrong that they were involved in of homosexuality, but they also refused to accept. In fact, they threatened him. They said, we will drive you out of our place. Lut alayhi salam said, Inni li'amalikum min al-qalin. I totally detest and dislike, hate this action that you are doing. Rabbi najjini wa ahli mimma ya'malun. This is a Quranic dua for a person to be protected from this evil of homosexuality. Lut alayhi salam made dua to Allah that, oh my Rabb, najjini wa ahli, protect me and my family from what these people are doing. So this is a dua that we should learn and we should make for protection for ourselves, for our family, from the evil of homosexuality that is so prevalent. And then Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to his people and invited them. They were involved in cheating and not doing their business transactions correctly. They also refused to accept. Allah Ta'ala also destroyed them. So all of these incidents are mentioned. And an important point here is that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, when they went to their people, they said to them, as mentioned here, three things. One is fattaqullah, that have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring iman on one Allah and fear Allah. Wa ati'un, second thing, follow me. So every Nabi, his practical life was in accordance to his da'wat. So that's a great sign to see if a person is on haq, that his practical life has to be in accordance to what he calls towards. So the Nabi called people that follow me, follow my way. And the third thing, wa ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr. We do not ask from you any repayment. Every Nabi told his people, I'm not asking for any repayment. Their services, their da'wah, their effort on their people was solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah. In ajriya illa ala rabbil alameen. My reward, my repayment is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are three signs we can see to gauge and see that those who are calling us, inviting us, scholars, ulama, etc., are they on the haq or not? Number one is they must be calling towards Allah. Secondly, the practical life of the person. And thirdly, it must be done without seeking any remuneration. It must be solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, at the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the shu'ara, after whom the surah is named, that the poet, Allah ta'ala says, because the kuffar had made, they made the claim that the Qur'an is just a collection of poetry that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has presented to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, tell them, inform them, that the poets normally, يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ, following them are those who are astray, whose ways are not correct, are not good. It's the bad type of people. But look around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba radiallahu anhum, with such good character, such good deeds, such good qualities and sifat. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is definitely not from amongst the poets. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. And the poets, generally they speak of things, things that are, they don't have any, that are not really real, but fake things that they make up based on their imagination, etc. And they make claims of things that they don't do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks bad about the poets, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself excludes those that إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا. However, those poets that have iman and they do good amal and they remember Allah a lot and after being oppressed they take revenge, then these are excluded from those that have been spoken bad about. So example, those poetry example we listen to the ash'ar that is recited, this is to bring a person closer to deen, to remind a person about Allah, instilling him the love of Allah, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. this is commendable and praiseworthy according to this ayat of the Quran. Then the last quarter that was recited consists of Surah An-Naml. Naml means the ant. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions two incidents from the life of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. One was the incident of the ant when Sulaiman alayhi salam was going with his army, with his armies, and they were passing by a valley of the ants. Then one ant told the other ants that, be careful, be wary, Sulaiman and his army should not trample upon you. Enter into your homes quickly. Sulaiman alayhi salam heard and he understood the language of the animals. So he heard this here. On hearing this here, he smiled and broke out into a laughter. And immediately his attention turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, realizing the great bounty that Allah had given him where he could understand the language of the ants. He said, أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ. O my Rabb, grant me the tawfiq that I should be grateful for the bounty that you have favored me and favored my father with. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. And grant me the tawfiq that I do good actions that you are happy with, that you are pleased with. So just to do good actions not enough, as Hazrat explained to us, but the action then has to be accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be pleased with it. وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Yes, Sulaiman alayhi salam also saying, O Allah, enter me through your mercy amongst your righteous servants. So good companions are so important. And then the second incident is the incident of Bilqis, the queen of Sheba, that Hudhud, which was a small bird, was missing, and Sulaiman alayhi salam asked, where is the bird? Then the bird came back with the information that I have found this group, this nation that is worshipping the sun, and they have a queen that is ruling over them. And then Sulaiman alayhi salam made arrangements for her throne to be brought, and she then came to Sulaiman alayhi salam. Lengthy incident. When she came, then Sulaiman alayhi salam, to test her and to invite her, he prepared for her a palace, and there was water flowing and covered with glass. So when she saw it, she thought it was flowing water. She lifted up her garment and proceeded to step and cross the water. Then she was told that, no, this is just a palace made out of glass. And then she realized that I have been deceived. When I saw the sun and I'm worshipping the sun, this is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the being that needs to be worshipped. This is just a manifestation, mazhar, of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like how you're the water, it's not actually the water, but I saw the mazhar, the manifestation of the water, and I was deceived. In a similar way, in my worship, I was deceived. So then she accepted Islam and became obedient with Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Also from here we see that two insignificant and small weak animals, that of the ant and that of the hudhud, that bird, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them in the Quran. Two of the great quality that they had was the worry and concern. The ant was worried and concerned for the rest of its, of the other ants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the incident in the Quran. Similarly, Hudhud, he had the worry and concern of these people that they're not worshipping Allah, they're worshipping the sun. So it shows how important it is that we also should have worry and concern for the hidayat of people. Which one is, we ourselves practice on deen. We are fasting now in the month of Ramadan, but there are many people not fasting, many people not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That worry and that concern has to be in our hearts. If we have this fikr, this concern, worry, that how they can also become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring deen into their lives. May Allah ta'ala grant us the correct understanding.